You're with SBS Radio.
United States President Trump has been visiting the sites of two fatal shootings in which a total of 31 people were killed and dozens more injured. Mr. Trump first stopped in Dayton, Ohio, where 9 people were killed on Sunday, a shooting which came just hours after 22 people were fatally shot in El Paso, Texas. While the motive behind the Dayton shooting is not yet known, investigators believe the El Paso shooter is a white supremacist and was motivated by his hatred of immigrants. The president's presence in both cities received varying receptions. Republican Trump voter William McNamara praised the president for his visit.
I think it's really nice that he has taken his day to come see and the grieving families of this area and bring some life to the people that lost a family member and friend.
While fellow Trump supporter Steve says he was pleasantly surprised the president came, given how recently the shooting was.
I didn't think he'd come back to Dayton. Ever since he got attacked, like just before the election, you know? And now that he's here, it's like it's too bad it's a solemn occasion, but hey, anywhere he's here in the area, I go.
Not all are so welcoming, with some citizens as well as politicians protesting against Mr. Trump's visit, blaming his rhetoric for normalizing white supremacy. The American Civil Liberties Union of Texas hosted an anti-Trump rally as the president touched down in El Paso. ACLU El Paso engagement specialist Adrian Perez says the Trump administration has promoted anti-immigration and racist policies which fester hate.
Racism and white supremacy did not start with Trump, but this is a clear example that highlights why our politicians need to care about the words they use. They need to address white supremacist violence in a way that protects communities of color like El Paso. And for 26 years, I have grown up in what is the safest city in the United States of America because of immigrants.
That sentiment is shared by Democratic candidate Senator Cory Booker. Speaking about the El Paso massacre, he says anti-immigrant sentiment didn't begin with the shooter, but is a concept Mr. Trump promotes in his policies.
The act of anti-Latino, anti-immigrant hatred we witnessed did not start with the hand that pulled the trigger. It did not begin when a single white supremacist got into his car to travel 10 hours to kill as many human beings as he could. It was planted in fertile soil. It was sowed from the highest office in our land.
Democratic presidential frontrunner and former Vice President Joe Biden also believes the president is partially responsible for the violence.
This president has fanned the flames of white supremacy in this nation. His low energy, vacant-eyed mouthing of the words written for him, condemning white supremacists, I don't believe fooled anyone at home or abroad. We have a president with a toxic tongue who has publicly and unapologetically embraced the political strategy of hate, racism, and division.
President Trump has dismissed the claims, which he says are a ploy from the opposition to discredit him for their own political gain. He says he is concerned by the growing hate in the U.S. and wants people to know it will not be tolerated.
I am concerned about the rise of any group of hate. I don't like it. Any group of hate, whether it's white supremacy, whether it's any other kind of supremacy, whether it's Antifa, whether it's any group of hate, I am very concerned about it and I'll do something about it.
Many are hoping the president will apply that promise of action to making gun laws stricter. Republican voter William McNamara says regardless of who you support politically, tougher gun laws are desperately needed.
I don't care what party you are, Republican, Democrat, we need gun control in this country. We have to. It's getting really bad. People are afraid to even leave their houses anymore. It's just awful.
In particular, citizens and politicians are calling for more thorough background checks on gun sales to be mandatory. Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings is determined to see that legislation passed.
The American people are begging us for more than thoughts and prayers. They want action, and guess what? They want it now, because they know that this is a critical moment in our history. That is why I have co-sponsored the Bipartisan Background Checks Act, which will require background checks for firearm transfers between private parties.
President Trump says he believes there is enough support in Congress to pass such a bill. However, he says a ban on assault rifles, like those used in the shootings, does not have enough political interest.
I can only do what I can do, I think there's a great appetite to do something with regard to making sure that mentally unstable, seriously ill people aren't carrying guns. And I've never seen the appetite as strong as it is now. I have not seen it with regard to certain types of weapons.
Democratic presidential candidate and former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke is criticizing Mr. Trump's response. He says the president should have taken immediate action to tighten gun laws in the wake of the shootings.
Though we may be safe, and though we may cherish the fact that we are a community of immigrants, we live in a country that is not safe, that refuses to pass laws to end gun violence in the United States. We live in a country where we have a president who demonizes communities like this one, who vilifies immigrants.
Despite the loss of life in the Dayton and El Paso shooting, it remains unclear whether gun legislation will be changed, with U.S. history favoring a U.S. citizen's constitutional right to bear arms. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.